Okay, Boker Tov. Sorry for the schedule change today. Just have to go somewhere today a little bit earlier. So we'll continue a little bit with the Gemara that we're up to. We are up to Lamed Amud Aleph. We'll do a little piece of Agadita today in the Gemara, which is very interesting. I dug up a bunch of interesting zafin. So the Gemara says like this, yeah? Says the Gemara like this. So we ended up speaking about Mitzvah Baba Avira as the reason for the psun for Gazun for all 7 days was Mitzvah Baba Avira. Says the Gemara, V'amar b'Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Mai dichtiv. He brings another pasuk. Yeah, this one is in Yeshaya. Ki ani Adonai ohev mishpat, sone gezel be'ola. I am Hashem who loves justice, who hates stealing with regards to korban ola. Yeah, what is this pasuk talking about? There was a king that was walking by the toll booth, let's say. Amala avadav, tenu meches lamochsim. As they were passing by, so the king tells his servants what? Pay the toll. Amru lo, v'alo kol ha-meches kulo shelechahu. He says, why do you have to pay the toll? All the tolls are going to you anyway. So he says, Amar lahem, mimeni medu kol avrei derachim, v'lo yavrichu atzman min ha-meches. He says, people are looking at me. When people see me paying, what are they going to do? They'll learn from me not to jump the turnstile. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the nimshal? Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar, ani Adonai sone gezel be'ola. What does that mean? Mimeni ilmedu bene adam v'yavrichu atzman min ha-gezel. Which means, if you think about it, what's the big deal if a person steals by a korban? Hare, everything is owned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway. So there's no real theft when it comes to korbanot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's pshat of your wise Hashem so makpid? Hashem says, by me not accepting stolen goods by korbanot, what am I showing people? That I don't accept stealing, and as a result, people will learn not to steal. That's what it says. Now there's a lot of, we're going to see Rashi, and no tasteless here, but let's see Rashi and the other Mefarshim. What was wrong with the pasuk we brought before? Vavetem gazul betapiseach. What's going on here? Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Sone gezel be'ola. What's that? Be'olot she'atem mevi'im li by the korbanot that you bring me, ani sone et ha'gezel she'atem gozlim otam. I hate the fact that they're stolen. Vaf al pisha kol sheli, even though everything's mine, vaf mitachila sheli haita, even before you stole it, Hashem says, it belonged to me. Which means it's not like you stole it and brought it to me. Rather, what? Even before you stole it, it was mine anyway. So he says, what? Yeah. Itmarnami is a different thing already. Now, let's see, the Aruch Laner and the Maharsha have interesting ways of understanding this Yerusha, of understanding this Gemara. Yeah? Roy, tikra Aruch Laner. Now kotev. Which means, what's the question he's trying to ask? This is like a follow-up of what? Another possible source of Mitzvah Baba Avira. Says that Aruch Laner, what was wrong with the original source that we brought from Malachi, that Gazul v'Piseach, that Hashem doesn't want? Yeah, what was the real limud that we said before? Just like Piseach doesn't have takana, so to Gazul doesn't have takana. What about Yehush? Says the Gemara, what? Mitzvah Baba Avira. What was wrong with that limud that the Gemara had to bring this thing of Hashem Sone Gezel Ba'ola? Yeah, says the Aruch Laner. Who's the Aruch Laner? Rav Yaakov Ettlinger. Berlin. The Rebbe of Rav Shimshon Ephraim Hirsch.
Oh, there it is. Wow.
What time? What is this?
Huh?
What year?
I'd say late 1800s, early 1900s. Yeah? Okay. Weiter, go ahead. Yesh Lomar. Go ahead.
Yesh Lomar, oh, they would serve the Avila Farish Town, the Matlitim.
Mitzvah Baba Avera. I might have thought, well, he says unbelievable. I might have thought just from the first pasuk of Gazulu Piseach, Over there, there's mitzvah baba avira. Why? Because over there, we're talking about korbanot. Korbanot are eaten from. So things that are eaten from, if there's gezel involved in that, that's where there is a problem of mitzvah baba avira. Lulav, do you eat from? Lulav is only what? It's waving in honor of a kadosh baruch hu. There's no human benefit. There's no physical, pleasurable benefit from the lulav etrog. So over there, maybe mitzvah baba avira doesn't apply. That's why he brings the second pasuk of. Go ahead. Minalan.
Minalan the nifsala sot mitzvah she'en ba'anat adak. Kaken she'ba lidei avira she'ere b'ze lo mitzvad.
Mechabed.
Mechabed rak lo yishbaravu she'akol she'lo.
He says what? By lulav, are there any physical, material, human kickbacks by taking a lulav? Nothing. You just, so over there, who says mitzvah ba'avira should apply? The only thing, let's say I stole a lulav. The only thing afterwards I'm doing with the stolen lulav, what? I'm not eating it. What am I doing with it? Shaking it to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe mitzvah ba'avira shouldn't apply over there. That's why the second pasuk comes and says, what? Ola is also a korban, but what's unique about korban ola? It's all to Hashem. There's no human benefit over there, and for that reason, says the pasuk, even by ola, where it's completely in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no human benefit. Orot lakuanim. Yeah, it's not achila. Very minimal. Not achila. Anyway, so over there, lechaora, since there's no human benefit and it's still all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's still an element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sone gezel. So too, what? This would actually provide the last nail in the coffin for gazul being a psul by lulav. That's why the Gemara needs to bring a second pasuk. Pashtes? Matashuim. You have a question? Okay, tov.
Even for an ola, the kohen can eat the rennet from the keva, no?
Besed, that's psolet.
It's not achila. Thanks for achila.
It's psolet. You can't eat rennet. You use rennet to make cheese.
Okay, that's achila. You can use the benefit.
So, the Meharsha has a little bit of a different twist. Yeah, it's very geshmak. I'm just giving you some, spices from the poskim on the Agadita. Agadita, by the way, also has a limud. It's not just that stories would ever move. You see, they write Pirushim on it too. Go for it.
Okay, Sunei Gaza, the Allah.
Mashal lema'adavar domeh. Right, we brought the, what was the Mashal? The king with the toll booth. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, he says over there, the Maharsha says in order, anytime you bring a mashal, there's a mashal and nimshal. Mashal is the parable, and there's no English word for nimshal. Nimshal is what's derived from the parable, right? So anyway, huh?
The message, the lesson.
Specifically that
word. Yeah. Anyway, but there's no actual English word. So over here says the Maharsha, why did I have to bring Ola? Because in order for the parable to fit the Nimshal, you need to be talking about an Ola that there's zero benefit. Why? Because just like by the Mashal, what benefit does the king have from paying the toll?
No.
Nothing. Zero benefit because it's all his anyway. If we would bring a pasuk about Chatat ve'asham, where there are actual benefits from, it wouldn't fit the mashal. Therefore, as the nimshal, the Torah to say, Ani Hashem sone gezel be'ola, because ola is something that there's no benefit from. Yeah, so basically the same idea as the Aruch Laner, but just a different application.
Sure. Why do we consider only physical benefit to be benefit?
Because we're humans.
No, but korban ola, you get kapara for it. Why is that?
It's
not physical. It's not
physical.
It's very
beneficial, though.
It's not like a steak.
Wait, it's better possible.
Huh?
It's better benefit than the steak?
It's not. We're talking about physical benefits. For the physical body, steak is much better than kapara. That's just the way it works. Wow. Yeah? A steak. Yeah, Vaiter, Matome.
So far we're saying that the reason they brought this extra pasuk. With Mashal is just teaches that even in a case where there's no physical benefit, still considered.
That's the Aruch HaLaner. And the Meharsha says basically the same thing, but the reason why we brought this pasuk is because otherwise the Nimshal wouldn't fit with the Mashal.
So according to Aruch Lener, can we have just brought the second part, had a kal v'chomer to the first one, that like, so all the more stuff there is physical benefit, therefore the first pasuk will kind of become unnecessary?
It's a good shaila. No, he's asking good shaila. Why didn't the pasuk just talk about the sona gezel ba'ola, and then we would know for sure that by chatat ve'asham there's certainly a psul of gazul. The simple answer, just to get you off my case, is that en meshivin ala agadot, which is that when there's agadah, these psukim are, you know, we learn, although from these agadot we are deriving halachot, but you can't ask really questions on agadot. It's not, you know what I'm saying, but shomel, it's a good child.
So I have another question. So,
yeah.
So back to the korban thing, you said that there's no physical benefit from this, right?
Yeah.
So if we're, Ramona, we're comparing this to lulav, which is no physical benefit as well, right?
Correct.
And we're using lulav to find out mitzvah b'avera, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're trying to apply mitzvah b'avera to lulav.
But not all mitzvot are physical at all.
Nahon.
So why can't this...
So by non-physical mitzvot, there certainly can't be mitzvah b'avera, because how are you supposed to, you know what I'm saying?
So then that disproves everything, no? If we said that by...
We're talking about physical mitzvot now. Yeah, where do we speak about? We spoke about balula, by chala, by all these are physical things. If it's a, things that have to do with dibur and stuff like that. So over there, there's no mitzvah. Baba avira. Tov roi tesayim. Rotze lomar shakol sheli.
Yeah, because there's a rashi lefaresh ve'af alpi shakol sheli af mitchila sheli kulei. Rotze lomar shakol sheli shekula kreva lagavoa mitchila
olam umlo'o shelo. Oh, so which means the Ola is actually Dome Echad al Echad to the thing with the Tolbuth. So, watch this. The Merome Sadeh, you know, is the Merome Sadeh. He's Acharon. There's a Pasuk in Shofetim, V'naftali al Merome Sadeh. So, he used that as a play on words, the Nativ. Agon Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. There's Shiva Valojan. Yeah? Agon HaNatziv. So he has a perush on Shas, Merome Sadeh. So look what he says. He brings a little bit more of a halachic twist on this Gemara. Look what he says. There's two applications of theft by a korban. Go ahead. Vigdish. Right, what are they?
Steal a fallen animal and be makdish.
Okay,
or steal a korban.
From your friend. And bring it.
Which has already been
consecrated. Okay? Says that, yeah. Vesalka da'ata. Yeah. I might have thought that what? Yeah, let's say Jacob consecrated an animal. I stole it from him and I brought it as a korban bet hamikdash. I might have thought that it should be okay. Why? Because anyways, once he consecrated it, once he made it a kiddush, it doesn't belong to him. So I didn't really steal. Yeah? What did I do? I took something from him that didn't belong to him. I'm bringing to Hashem, which is what you would have had to do anyway. So perhaps over there, that should not be considered gezel, to which the pasuk brings, Ola! Maza Ola? Go ahead. Halacha is, we're going to see later on in the perek, that what's the halacha? You know, lulav, etrog is not. Etrog is the exception. But lulav, hadas, va'arava are mukte even on Yom Tov. What do you mean mukte? Not mukte that you can't move it. Obviously, you have to move it in order to do the mitzvah, but it's huktzal mitzvato, such that, for instance, for other stuff, you're not allowed to smell the adasim. Or let's say you have a hanging nail or something like that, and you want to bang it in using the lulav. Whatever it is, you can't use the lulav for anything else. Then it's mitzvah kol shivat yemei asuka, because it's huktzal mitzvato. So what do you see? The lulav is also asur on Yom Tov. So I might have thought, let's say I steal a lulav from you on Yom Tov when it's already asur to you. Perhaps I'm not stealing since you don't really own it since it's asur. Yeah, comes the pasuk to tell me. Then mikol makom. Yeah, just like by olah. once you're makdish, the Torah is coming to teach me that just by like by a korban, two applications of gezel by a korban. One, when you stole a chulin animal and you were makdishoto. Or when you stole an animal that was already hukdash al yedei the owner and brought it, so too by olah. Why does it say olah? Even if the guy already made it olah and you stole it, that's considered gezel. So too, when you stole a lulav on Sukkot from the guy, when it's already asur, that's also considered gezel be'olah, and it's pasul mishum mitzvah ba'ba avera, and that's why the Gemara had to use both of these psukim, one from Malachi and one from Yishayah.
What did you steal? You stole this opportunity to come closer to Hashem by bringing olah and
man. That's a little fluffy. You stole his lulav.
No, the olah case.
What about it?
Well, what are you stealing? You
stole his korban.
It's a burnt animal. It's not shiurig.
What are you talking about?
I'm making it up.
It's going to be burnt.
It's already Hashem.
But
so what are you stealing?
To be burnt already.
But it wasn't burnt.
What did you steal? That's the bottom line.
Stole his animal.
But it's gone. It's burnt.
It's on the Mizbeach. No, it's not on the Mizbeach.
It's ashes.
It's not. No. No. You're saying that a korban, that's an animal that's been hukdash, yes, is the same status as a sherav ira nidachat that it's already burnt?
No, obviously it's not the same.
Because if that's the case, even when you think you're bringing a korban, you're not bringing a korban. Why? It's already burnt. Ma pitom.
No, it's already burnt.
It's asking, no, it's the hektesh. You're stealing the hektesh. You're bringing it to hektesh.
What did he lose out? If you're saying you don't like fluff, which I understand, no fluff,
yeah.
So then what did I take from you? The fluff is gone.
It's out. Zerata Katuv, the Torah says that when you steal a person's consecrated animal, you stole his animal. That's also considered gizit.
But think about it.
Look at the mashal.
What did you steal?
Huh?
According to your idea of the
not an opportunity. I stole his animal.
His animal is not his.
It is. With regards to bringing the Korban, the Torah says it's birshuto.
So you stole his mitzvah, basically.
Not mitzvah, his animal.
As
right here, example. It says truma is not coming up those. It's Hashem's, but they still eat it. And if you steal from them, you're considered stealing it. Hashem given permission to use it, but it's still Hashem's. Same case here. Hashem says it's mine, but you could do it. You could do it for me. You're my shliach. You're stealing from the shliach, so you're stealing from him.
If you're not stealing,
then isn't that tovatana? His beach is tovatana.
That's what I'm saying. It's
Tumah is Tovat Hanah.
That's the answer.
Ezra, Gzirata Katuv, that you stole this guy's animal. Period. Ah, he was already Makdish Mahpatli. Huh? Nothing.
What's it? You have to pay back? You have to pay back the whole. You have to pay Kefil if he admits?
No.
The
Gemara Baba Kama says Meforash that there's no Kefil by Hekdesh.
Yes, so you can't even use it for farming, you can't use it for the shearings, you can't use it for milk, nothing.
Nachon.
It just sits in your thing and tomorrow to the burning house.
Okay.
Well, if you stole my animal.
Can I steal ashes from you? You still can't steal things, what does that mean?
No, but Lishitate, it's also a bad kasha because the ashes don't belong to you, it belongs to the Mizbeach.
Yeah,
everything is
out.
You're saying because you have no use. That's not why you can't
steal ashes and go and say,
it's also a
Meila. Depends which Korban.
Sure.
Korban Olah. No, after the Korban, it's no more.
After the Mitzvah, but not
the Tov. Weiter.
Here, Ezra. Everything in the world is Shem. It's not everything in the world is Shem.
No, he's asking a good question. He says, one second.
It's not
Ezra, anything. Do you believe in La Hashem Aretz Umloah?
Yeah, I see that on the front of the book.
Yeah, I've seen it in Tehillim. But anyway, the kids are... Takshiv. La Hashem Aretz Umloah. Really, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how's there ever gezel? I'm not stealing from you. I take it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what I'm saying? How can you take me to Bedin for stealing? I say, listen, right? By the way, there's a concept in Shas. You see it a lot in Baba Batra. Lav ba'al dvarim didi'at. Which means what?
I have no
shachis to you. I don't know who you are. Yeah. So anytime you steal from somebody and he takes you to Bedin, say no. Love Baal Dvarim Didiyat. I have no. My issue is with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I stole from him. Elama.
No.
Nachon. The whole everything. No dine gneva. No dine gzela. La Hashem Aretz Umloah. So there's no gezel. Elama. No.
But he put it with this guy.
Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a certain din. He gave you a certain ba'alut, right? That's a very limited ba'alut, right? Because the ownership is very limited. It's temporary. I mean, it's not temporary. We're temporary. And because we're temporary...
Your ownership is temporary.
Yeah. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki li kol ha'aretz by Shmita Bi'oven. What Shmita Bi'oven is supposed to teach us?
Give that. It's not ours.
Yeah, we're garnished, yeah? So over there, Mimela, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a certain dinim, because otherwise, whether you're going to say it's Netzorach Tikkun HaOlam, because otherwise, Ish et Re'ehu Chayim Balam, right? If there's no din v'cheshbon, and if there's no gezel and gneva, so we're all toast. Nobody, you know, that's my shirt, and that's my zah, and I'm going to take it, and then I'll deal with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, the Maharam says another twist over here. Yeah? Very interesting how each one of the mefarshim has a different zah over here. Yeah? Look what the Maharam says. Oh, so meaning what? The pasuk says, "Ani Hashem sone gezel be'ola," right? And then he brings the mashal with the king in the toll booth. What is the connection between the pasuk? Where do you see the mashal hidden in the pasuk? You know what I'm saying? Anytime the Gemara brings a mashal after a pasuk, what is it supposed to be? The pasuk is saying a message, and the mashal is supposed to illustrate the message. Where do you see this message hidden in the pasuk? Zok the Maharam, yeah?
V'nir'ah v'nichtiv ki ani Hashem sone gezel be'olah.
V'yishlakshot.
V'yishlakshot?
Yeah.
Ma ka'amar be'olah, v'chi be'inyan acher eno sone gezel?
Oh. He's saying, why is the pasuk saying ani Hashem sone gezel be'olah? Yeah, I Hashem, I hate gezen by ona, which means anything, anywhere else, any if it's another korban or any other, you know, situation in the world, Hashem's okay with gezen. Why does Hashem say ani Hashem sone gezen be'ola? What's that coming to imply? Go ahead.
Ela korcha chotzelomar afilu be'ola. In ken my afilu
which means what? Hashem is trying to say even by ona, there's something there's a bigger chidush by ona. Now what's the chidush? Oh. That I would have thought, what's the chidush ba'ola? That even ba'ola I hate gezel. Go ahead. Hashem says, you might have thought that what that since anyways the ola belonged to me before, and maybe there's no gezel over there. Yeah. So he said, go ahead. Afilu achi. That's the mashal. Comes to explain what? What's the afilu by Olah? That Hashem hates gezen even by Olah, and that's illustrated by the mashal. Okay, go ahead.
Rabbi Yochanan.
What does that mean? Hashem loves justice. And therefore, he hates gezel ba'olah. What shaykhis? You know what I'm saying? They're two different, two completely different concepts. Hashem loves justice, comma, and because of that, he hates gezel ba'olah. What shaykhis? Yeah, go ahead.
Ela vaday hachika amar, ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat, shel b'nei adam sheit nahagu b'mishpat, v'lo b'gezel, u'chamaz,
ve'al ken,
ani sone gezel ba'olah, אף על פי שכבר הכל שלי, כדי שממני ילמדו בני אדם, ויעבו גם כן המשפט. איזה נו הגזל, ומביא המשל הזה.
Gorgeous. What are you saying? He says, look at this. הקדוש ברוך הוא loves משפט. Right? What does it mean? Like we say in the תפילה, ברוך אתה השם, מלך אוהב צדקה ומשפט. What is that talking about? Hashem loves when we, the people, act with צדקה ומשפט, with justice. The antithesis of justice is what? Is gezen, stealing. And therefore what Hashem says, because I want my children to act with mishpat and stay away from gezen, sone gezel ba'ola. Even by things that everything is mine, I'll show that I hate gezel even by things that are mine, which means that there's no gezel, so that I can act as a moral compass, as a role model to everybody else to show not to act with gezel, especially in situations where there's actual gezel. We're actually stealing.
The king of the toll booth.
And that's why he brings the mashal with the king of the Talmud. Now the Kapot Marim has another very interesting take, and with this we'll end. The Kapot Marim, you remember who he was? Maram ben Chaviv. The Migdala Poskim, huh? No, that's the Chaviv. That's the Maran Chaviv. That's the Knesset Gdola. Get Pashut. No, he lived in the same time as the Pri Chadash. Yeah, Kapot Marim, Maram ben Chaviv, he was the second Rishon LeZion. Rabbi Moshe ben Chaviv. Yeah, so. Lived in the same generation as Pri Chadash and another Chachmei Yerushalayim.
Is this the only work that he wrote?
Late 1500s, early 1600s.
Does he have other works?
Yeah, but then Get Pashut, Kapot Marim, Yom Tirua, Tosefet Yom HaKippurim, Shut Kol Gadol, Shut Maharam Ben Chaviv.
Those are Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Gittin.
No, it's Kapot Marim is on Masechet Sukkah.
Yeah.
Yom Tirua is on Masechet Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Tosefet Yom HaKippurim.
Yom
HaKippurim. Yeah.
Is that Tosefet Yom HaKippurim?
Yeah.
It's the same word, yeah.
It's the same
person
as the Ashkenazi version of it?
I love him so
very much. No,
right.
Tosefet. It's not Tosefet.
Oh,
Tosefet Yom
HaKippurim.
Anyway.
So just before, Get Pashut Gittin.
Get Pashut is on, no, Get Pashut is on Hilchot Gittin. Not on Masechet Gittin. Hilchot Gittin. Yeah? Okay, weiter. Yeah. The Get Pashut, by the way, is like the Bible for Sfaradim on Hilchot Gittin. That's the end all. Yeah? So. One time, there's a tshuva in Yabi Omer that there's a big machloket between Maran Zichron Berachah and his Dayan in Petach Tikva about a certain name. A Sfaradiyah came to get divorced in Petach Tikva and he was on the Bedin. The Av Bedin was Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
Oh, you know the story?
It's in
anyway, so yeah, it's a famous story. And
what's the story?
So he was there, and there was a lady. Her name was Rachel. It's a French name, Rachel. That's how they say Rachel in French. Anyway, so there's a machloket how to write it. There's a difference of opinion between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. And Av Bedin wrote it Keminhag Ashkenazim. So Maran Zichron Berachah tells him, she's Sfaradiyah. According to our Minhag, you have to write it a different way. So he wasn't listening to him. B'diavad, he said the get is kasher anyway. But he told him, Kvado, why are you saying that? The Get Pashut and others. So he says, I don't know who Get Pashut is. He says, you don't know Get Pashut in your... Dayan Mazeh says, you don't know Get Pashut? And he says he walked off of the Beddin and he refused to sit with this Av Beddin anymore until later when he was maskim to do Gitin for Sfaradim. He says, okay, you're going to be in charge for the Sfaradim and I'll do the Ashkenazi one until later. But he walked off the Beddin. He says, this is not... It's like, how do you not know Get Pashut? And the Av Beddin was tremendous gaon, Tamnit Chacham. But I guess their Sfarim were very limited. They didn't... Sfaradim... In general, Sfaradim had a lot more exposure to different Sfarim and Poskim than Ashkenazim. The Shitat HaPsika of the Sfaradim is more broad in Rishonim and Achronim than by the Ashkenazim. Yeah? But case in point, look at, and it's everything's legitimate. There's two. Look at Yabi Omer versus Igrot Moshe. Just look at the two different styles. Yabi Omer Ma, Osem Bevi Poskim, Rishonim, Achronim. Igros Moshe doesn't really, it brings the Rishonim, brings Shas. Rishonim, basic Achronim, Zil. It's different, schools of thought with regards to Psika. Yeah? Vaita. So says the Maharam ben Chaviv, Omer.
Yereli, Shehuksha lo bakatub, Shamar Sone Gezel Baola, Mai Iria Baola, Halo, Becholo Krabano, Becholo Bar Sone Gezel.
So he asked the same question as before. Ola. Shem hates Gezel by everything. So what does that mean? Go ahead.
What is this one? The Od Kashe. The Od Kashe. My name is Sone Gezel, Ohev Mishpat. The Kaf Piresh HaKavana B'mai the Sphere Alei Levi Yochanan Yeush Kedei Kane.
The Kapot. Remember yesterday we had a machloket Tosot and Rabbeinu Tam, what Rabbi Yochanan really holds? Tosot over here holds that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yeush Kedei Lakana. Right? Rabbeinu Tam and Baba Kama says what? Rabbi Yochanan holds Yeush Kedei Kana. The Kapot Marim holds the halacha, the Rabbi Yochanan holds Yush Kedi is Kone. Interesting. And therefore what? If Yush Kedi is Kone, so Mishpat, justice-wise, he owns it. Go ahead. Vezeha Mishpat. Which means, justice-wise, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, Yush itself does what?
Kone.
Ve'afilu achi.
אם יראה שכזה בהמה ונתייאשו בעליה והקריבה עולה יצא ולא הכי לכתחילה שונא גזל אף על פי שבדיעבד היא עולה כשרה.
Oh, what's he saying? Even though according to the letter of the law, what's the halacha? A person who stole an olah and the owner gives up, what's the halacha? And the guy brought it, yatza, it's kosher. Nevertheless, Hashem hates the gezel involved with it. There are two elements. The mishpat is one thing, but the gezel is another. Understand? Which means, according to the other Mefarshim, Gezel makes an innate change in the Deen. The Kapot Marim is looking at a different a different, you know, from a different point of view. He says, "What? No, the mishpat is one thing, but then there's another element of the gezen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. Even though the mishpat wise, halacha wise, it's kasher." Weiter. Kiditnan mani zakin. It says in Gittin, yeah. וכן פסק הרמב״ם.
פרק ה' במשרי מזבח, ומה שיש לשאת ולתת בדבריו, האם במקום אחר,
בסייעתא דשמיא.
וזה שאמר. וזה שאמר אני השם אוהב משפט, דהיינו הדין דייאוש כדי כנב, אפילו אחי, אני שונא גזל לאחר ייאוש.
השם says, I love the הלכה of ייאוש קונה. Which means that Hashem says, I love halakha. And the halakha is that Yehush koneh. But still what? I hate gezel. Two different things. Go ahead. Hashem says they'll learn from me, like the mashal with the toll booth, they'll learn from me to do what? To avoid gezel, even by things that are halachically acceptable. Even by korbanot which are halachically acceptable. Okay, go ahead. ולא יעמידו עצמם על דבר תורה, לומר יוש כדיקנה. ומצאתי סעד לדבריי.
בדברי
רשאל. I found the support for this in the Maharshan שכתב.
שכתב, זה לא שינו, והבריחו עצמם מן הגזול, נראה לגרסינן, הגזול ולא הגזל. דהכיקה אמר שיבריחו עצמם מן הגזול כבר באדם, וקנו להם, דומיה דעולה.
Why didn't it say גזל? It says גזול, what's stolen. Why? Because it's not גזל anymore, according to ההלכה. It's kone. We're saying gazul, since it originated from gezel. Hashem says, even though according to Ikar Adin, it should be okay. But since it originated from gezel, I hate the gezel aspect. Okay, dumya de'ola. Unbelievable. Everybody has a different perush over here, but all of them are olei afim. Bezat Hashem will continue tomorrow. There's another mandamar that says that maybe mitzvah baba avira is not the end of the world, is not posel. We're going to see that tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, umisham be'ira. Ad kam. Yom tov. Harabah. Thank you.